You want to talk about ubiquitous? It's been immortalized in song.
128 when it's dark outside.
For commuters, it's an eternal headache.
Out to the west here, Mary, with delays on 128 southbound. Stop and go.
For meteorologists, a reliable dividing line.
16 to 24 inch band inside 128, undoubtedly.
But David Crew, co-author of Building 128, says that at its outset, almost no one could even imagine it.
They called it a boondoggle. They called it a highway to nowhere. They couldn't imagine how a road 15 miles outside of Boston could ever be really useful to the region.
But by the 1930s, traffic through Boston was a huge problem, and then-State Public Works Chief William F. Callahan had a solution. Transform a collection of roads west of the city, built mainly in the 1920s and 30s, into one of the country's first modern highways.
We deride politicians, we make fun of the bureaucrats, but here's a guy who really had vision.
And tenacity. It was the Depression, then the war years. The car was not yet king, the suburbs had yet to happen, and materials were expensive and in short supply.
In pieces, as he was able to beg and plead for money, they began building this highway.
A big jolt came after the war, when skilled laborers returned, and with them, a changing urban landscape. On August 23, 1951, ribbons were cut and a parade of pomp and politicians opened the northern stretch of the Yankee Division Highway from Newton to the North Shore. It was an immediate success and an immediate problem.
The estimates for traffic volume were for 15,000 cars a day. The very first day that Route 128 was open, 50,000 cars jammed Route 128. And that volume stayed near that level.
So much so that before the southern portion of the highway was even completed, they were already adding lanes to the northern stretch. And Crew says that thanks to another visionary, Gerald Blakely, 128 instantly began attracting more than just commuters.
He awoke with a start one night with this vision of how to build these campus-like environments where college graduates and veterans who were going to college and these MIT students and professors could build these companies on the highway.
America's technology highway was born. Here, Raytheon developed the microwave oven. DEC, Data General, and others essentially invented the mini computer. And Lotus introduced the modern spreadsheet to millions of users. In 1955, there were about 50 companies located around the highway. By 1967, there were more than 700. With the boom came everything from houses to shopping malls and, of course, more traffic.
All these factors and pressures came together all at once to create what could, I think, accurately be described as the first Massachusetts miracle.
In recent years, 128 has lost some of its high-tech mojo to Silicon Valley, even Kendall Square. And traffic issues on a road initially built to ease traffic are persistent and worsening. But for as maligned as the venerable highway has been, Crew says that it was and continues to be a remarkable success story.
When you think about all of the mortgages that have gotten paid and the cars that have been bought, the hundreds of thousands of people who have been employed, this remarkable economic engine has driven this state and this region to great prosperity.
Route 128, America's first limited access circumferential highway, and it made its debut right here, 64 years ago this week.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah.
From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Never been beat, and we've never
get around.